gay men convicted of abolished sex offences in Northern Ireland look set to benefit from a pardon. The Justice Minister, Claire Sugden, confirmed a motion will go before the Assembly seeking approval for the pardon, bringing Northern Ireland into line with other parts of the UK. She said pardon arrangements should be brought to Northern Ireland as soon as possible to ensure that there is equal treatment for gay and bisexual men here as for their counterparts in England and Wales. This is an opportunity, she says, for the criminal justice system to try and right the wrongs of the past, and one which will allow for much earlier resolve than that presented by way of an Assembly bill. Not everyone agrees. The TV MLA, Jim Allister, with us this morning. Morning to you, Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning. You've said this is part of a rush to pander to the latest LGBT demand. What do you mean?
Well, I mean exactly that, that there is inequality in this proposal because sexual offences relating to gay men are not the only obsolete sexual offences. There are other sexual offences now obsolete which affect heterosexual men or women, and yet there is no pardon suggested for them. The selectivity is pardon only for homosexuals. Let's take some examples. If a young man just a few years ago had consensual sexual intercourse with a girl of 16, he was breaking the law. It was the offence of unlawful carnal knowledge, because at that time, the age of consent was 17. Now it's 16. So that's now an obsolete offence. But I hear no one saying, let's have a pardon for the heterosexual young man who got caught up in that. But let's have a pardon instead based on sexual orientation only for homosexuals in respect of obsolete offences that relate to them. What? And that's why I think that's wrong. I also think it's wrong in principle to retrospectively decriminalise matters, because that's an attempt to rewrite history. The law was the law, and whatever it was, in whatever sphere, those who choose to break the law at that particular time knew they were breaking the law, faced consequences, and that's where it should rest. This idea of rewriting history by retrospectively changing the law, to me, is absolute foolishness, but it's compounded by the fact that it's selectively done on a basis of inequality, where we are only going to pander to the demands of the homosexual community, but ignore any people in the heterosexual community who also are bearing the burden of obsolete convictions.
John O'Doherty, listening to this from the Rainbow Project, your reaction to that, John?
Well, Stephen, I think, first of all, the Minister put it better than I could. It's about righting the wrongs of the past. And in order to do that, we need to see an immediate removal of these convictions, recognition that criminalisation was wrong, and indeed an apology for the treatment of gay men over many, many decades. We have to remember we're talking about many men who were arrested, criminalised, prosecuted, questioned and harassed, not necessarily for even breaking the law, but for being believed to have broken the law at the time. Jim Allister says that there's an inequality because of the age of consent issue for heterosexual people. We need to remember that the removal of historic convictions doesn't include age of consent issues between gay men, because up until 1982, gay men couldn't have any relationships. They couldn't have any sex. If you take a heterosexual couple of 17 and 16, they could be in a relationship. They could wait a year before engaging in sexual intercourse and wouldn't be breaking the law. When you look at gay and bisexual men at this point in time, didn't matter how long they waited, it was always going to be criminal for them having a consensual relationship.
Well, on that view, so Jim Allister, you can claim that part of it up for us, because you supported the Save Ulster from Sodomy campaign in the 80s. Is it still your view that consenting sex between same-sex couples should be illegal?
That isn't the point.
I know
your fascination with this subject and why you're asking.
I'm fascinated with you answering the question, Jim.
Yes, and I will answer the question.
Good man.
I accept the state of the law as it is, but I do not accept the import of inequality, where the minister is falling over herself with the approval of the First Minister, sadly, and the Deputy First Minister, no surprise there, to rush through this change with no regard to the fact that she has a Section 75 obligation to act in a way which promotes equality of opportunity between persons of different sexual orientation. But it's only the sexual orientated person that is homosexual that's to get the advantage of pardon.
So when you said...
The sexual orientation person who is heterosexual is not to get pardon.
Well, we'll talk about that.
How is that justifiable?
Well, we will talk about that in a second, but let me...
yourself or your other contributor, how do they justify that inequality?
So,
or is inequality okay when it applies to heterosexuals?
Gay men were the only ones criminalized for being gay. Heterosexual people were never criminalized for being straight.
They were criminalized in respect of the age of consent. The offences I illustrated, and it's one example, they were as much breaking the law. A heterosexual was as much breaking the law having sexual intercourse with a young girl under the age of consent as a homosexual was in committing buggery in respect of offences which then existed. So it is a matter of retrospectively changing the law, but only changing it for some, and only changing it on the basis of sexual orientation.
So, Jim, let me be fascinated, as you put it, for one more time. When you said that when you said that you accept the state of the law now, were you wrong to support Save Ulster from Sodomy in the 80s then?
No, I wasn't. And if I thought I was wrong, then I would be supporting...
So why have you changed your mind?
No, I've made it very clear to you. I accept the state of the law, because the state of the law has to reflect in the main the morals of a society, which I may not approve of, but I have to acknowledge what they are. But
you weren't wrong at the time saying that gay people having sex in any way at any age should be illegal. You weren't wrong at the time.
No, because that was the law of the land.
No, but you supported that law, Jim. I'm trying to understand why you've changed your mind in a change of the law.
I accept the state of the law in 1982. I therefore do not, in 2016, think we should go through a false process of pretending that the law was something different in 1982 and that we should pander to a community and rewrite the history and rewrite the law, but not rewrite it for anyone else. You know, that's the real question here. Why is there this pandering to one community and a total denial of equality to the heterosexual community?
Okay.
That's the question that has to be addressed.